We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Mekach Umemka, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Zayin. We said that this halacha is based on chapter 266 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks there about the concept of Shefa Odom and Shefa Behema, that when a person does the right thing, when a person acts properly, then whatever nourishment and sustenance they get from Hashem, whatever shefa they get from Hashem, is shefa odom. When a person follows their yetzahara, which means they do maisa behema, then they drop to the level of behema. And then their nourishment is called shefa behema. And they actually take away from the behemos. They're actually, because just like it says by Odom Arishon, when he ate from the yetzahadas, Hashem said to him, v'ochalto es yerek hasodeh. So Odom Arishon said, "Ani v'chamor noichal ba'ovus echod." I and a donkey are going to eat from the same trough, and the answer was yes. But Hashem had rachmonis on him, and Hashem said, "Bezei asapecha toichal lechem." We'll make it easier for you. But we see from there this concept of shefa Odom, shefa behema, and when a person has this type of a yirid and a filah, he falls to shefa behema, and he's nourished. And he takes away from them. And Rabbeinu Zal says this actually causes behemois and chayois to die before the right time, because we're robbing them of their shefa. And then he went on to say that this is why the Avos HaKadoshim were shepherds, royim, because they were involved in being misaking the pigam of Odom Arishon. And in order to do that, they had to do that by giving the behemois and chayois the right care, as we find by Dovra Melech. It says that he was chosen to be a king because he treated the sheep so delicately, so carefully. He would take out the baby sheep first because they eat from the tips of the grass, and then the regular ones, and then the older ones. We spoke a lot about this. And then Rav Nosson Zal also spoke about the fact that that's why we have the situation where Hashem made it, that our tevua and our peiros have a klipa around them. And the klipa is usually animal food. That's what's used to feed the animals. The moitz and tevin that covers the wheat, the grains, and those things. And in order for us to get to the maichal odom, to the actual kernel of the wheat, we have to first strip away the portion that's maichal behema. And we spoke a lot about this. Now we'll continue where we left off. And Rabbeinu Zal said that sukkah is the tikkun for this. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Kutumran, because it says by Yaakov Avinu, vayiven loy bayis, ule miknehu osa sukkos. He built a home for himself, and for his cattle he made sukkos. Meaning that the sukkah is a tikkun for the mikneh. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there how. Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify. V'ze b'chinas ma shenikra sukkos chag ha'osif. K'may shekosuv, v'chag ha'osif ta'aseh lecha bi'ospechem es ma'aseichem en asodeh. Based on what we're learning here, we're going to be able to understand better why sukkos is the time that we gather in the tvua. Ki kol yemei ha'kayitz munach ha'tvua basodeh. Because throughout the summer months, Tammuz, Av, and Elul, the Tvua is still in the field. The Sode hu mekoyim habehemois v'chayis. The field is a place for animals. We know that there's Har, Sode, Bayis. The Gemara speaks about Bayis is civilization. Sode, out in the fields, is the place for the behemos and the chayis. V'chol zman shehatvua basode adayin lo nezbararo mishefa shel behema l'shefa shel odom. So long as the tvua is still in the field, it means we have not yet completed the tikkun of being male the tvua from behema to odom, from shefa of behema to shefa shel odom. Ki adayin melubeshes b'moitz v'teven v'subin amursam. Because the tvua is still has in it the subin, the mursan. We haven't made it into flour yet and separated the bran, the cheaper part that's for animals. And also we haven't stripped away the klipa, the moitz and the tevin. So right now it's still maichal behema. V'ikr biruro kishima asfenoisa misod elabayis. The main refinement takes place when we're already bringing the grain into the bayis. Ki babayis mevaran oisa mikol hapsoiles, because in the bayis, that's where we are refining the tvua from all types of psoiles, achois mimen olechem lemaychalodom, and we turn it into bread or cake, which is maychalodom b'china shefa shalodom. V'alkein, therefore, oz bizman ha'osif tzivsoleinu atoyra kdoisha lichnois basuka. Now you'll understand why bedafka at that time, when we're about to gather, when we're gathering the grain into the house, which means we're elevating it from behemoth to Adam, that's when we have the yontif of sukkahs. That's when we have the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. Kedei lizgois l'shefa shel Adam shenimshach misukkah. In order to be zoiche to the shefa of a human being, which we draw from the holiness of the sukkah. Ki oz hazman lazer, because that's the time for this change to take place. Machmashe oz huzman hosif shoyis fanatfu misod rabayis shubechinas habirur mishefa sholdeim leshefa sholodom al kein tzrichin oz lemitzvah sukkah. That's why we need the mitzvah sukkah to be active at that time. Ki daikal idei mitzvah sukkah yesh lanu akoyach lazer levarer hashefa mibehem leodom, because it's by being mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. That's what enables us to elevate the shefa from behemoth to Adam. We mentioned that into the sukkah we bring the shiva royim. The 7 days of sukkahs correspond to the shiva royim, who were royei behema. They were the ones who were involved in making this tikkun for the behema, to be mala the shefa from behemoth to Adam. And these were tzaddikim who were zeich to be Adam, real Adam. They were not behemoths. They didn't do maisa behema at all. So it's bedafka while the mitzvah of sukkah is going on, which is bi'ospecha migornecha mi'igvecha, when you're gathering in the grain, you're elevating it from shefa behema to shefa adon. Rabbeinu Zal had explained over there in Likutei Moran that the difference, one of the differences between Shefa Behema and Shefa Odom is that an Odom, a child, nurses B'mokim Bina, it's brought. The place from which a child nurses from is near the heart, where the heart is, which is Bina. Whereas a Behema nurses from below, near the where the animal excretes waste, where it gives out its psoilus. So here again, during these days of Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, till we get to Yom Kippur, we're doing tshuva. We're getting Hashem to forgive all of our sins. We're being zeicha to be masakin ourselves more and more of a tikkun, until we get to Sukkah, when we complete this process of going from behema, getting rid of maisa behema completely, and going to Adam. We mentioned before that's the linen of the karbonos, all the karbonos that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash. The karbonos are what forgive all of our sins. And karbon is a person taking a behema, showing that that's me. I behaved like a behema. And by shechting this behema now for Hashem, Kodesh Lashem, and elevating it, saying vidui over it, doing the different things that we say over it, I'm being elevated, I'm being taken out of the category of behema to the category of Adam. Paragraph Ches. V'zeh b'chinas ma she'ikra sukkah hu mipsoiles goyren v'yekev. Now you'll understand also why the main mitzvah of sukkah, which is the schach, the walls, there are very few halachas about the walls of a sukkah. You can make it out of almost anything. But the schach is the most important thing. That's what really defines the sukkah. And the schach, the Torah says, is mipsoiles goyren v'yekev. You don't make schach out of wheat or grain. You make schach out of the psoilus, the klipa. K'mayshom Rabbi Senuzal, al posuk bi'ospechem v'chulu. The Gemara learns out, bi'psoilus goyren v'yekev hakosav medaber. Ki boze misakni ma shekilkel odom arishayim. Because by doing this, by using the psoilus of the goyren v'yekev, by using the maichel behema, we're correcting what odom arishayim messed up. Oy kol adam b'chatov, or every single person with his averos, shenofal shenofal l'shefa shel behema, where the person fell to the level of shefa of behema, al yidei shenimshach achar taivos habehemius, by the fact that he allowed himself to be drawn into animalistic desires. That's what averus are. Ki ato magbia umale hashefa shel behema, because now he's elevating the shefa of the behema, shehi bechinas psoiles goyren v'yekev, which is the bamboo, the chaff, the pot pieces that we use for the schach, va'ose mimeno sukodaika, and he's using that psoiles, that junk in quotes, that michael behema, he's using that to really make the essence of the sukkah. Shaydeze daiko imo mesakhal benin. Through this, where Zoycha, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Sukkah is Bina. Sukkah is the mother who covers over and hovers over her children. V'Zoycha l'shefa shel Adam, and we're Zoycha to the shefa of human shefa. Nimtza shebema shekilkel nistakein. So we see that with that item that we messed up with, we messed up by being a behema, now we're being mesakein by taking the behema and elevating it. Because this is the rule in Yiddishkeit, that whenever somebody wants to fix something that they messed up, they have to take that item that they messed up and fix that. The tikkun has to come from there. And this is the whole concept behind all the korbonos that we bring. She'odam choytei u'mevi behema l'korban. The Torah tells us a person commits a sin and he brings a behema to forgive for the sin. V'hadovar tomua l'choyer. It seems strange, although. What does the animal have to do with my avera? Achal pianal mevoyer heitev. However, based on what we learned before, it's very clear. Because through the sin which the person did, which means he allowed himself to be drawn into animalistic desires, nofal l'shefa shel behema. Through that, he lost his classification as an Adam. He became a behema. He fell to the status of shefa shel behema. Like Hashem said to Adam Rish, V'yochalto es esev asode. V'yideze goyre misas habehemois beloizmanam. And when people are taking away the shef of behema, then the behemois don't have what they need and they die before their right time. So you're killing the animals with sin. V'alkein tzorach lohavi behema lekorban. Therefore the tikkun for it is now to take the animal and bring it as a korban. And now by shechting and sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach of this animal as a korban, through this he's correcting what he messed up. Originally he took away from the shefa of the behema, v'hoitzi mimeno hachius, and he took away the life of the behema, at shiruya lomos beloizmana, causing the behema to die before its proper time. The tikkun for it is ki achshov meimiso al yidei hashchita lekorban. Now he's killing this behema in a holy way to elevate it as a korban. Umale oiso l'reach nichoyach l'Hashem, and he's elevating this animal, that this animal should bring about a tremendous satisfaction to Hashem. It should be very pleasing to Hashem. It's brought that the word nichoyach is the first and last letters of the words nachas ruach. Nachas ruach means pleasure, enjoyment. The word nichoyach, without the yud, nun ches, vav ches, is the first letters and last letters of the words nachas ruach, that this is the real satisfaction to Hashem. Shezehu tikun godoy labehema. This is an incredible, a tremendous elevation and repair for the behema, that it is able to bring about a pleasure to Hashem. Ki ato machzir hachius v'ashefa shel behema lemaila gedoyla yoiser v'yoiser mibatchila. Because now he's elevating the life and shefa of behema to a much higher level than the behemoth was on originally. Ki also a korban, because now this animal actually was elevated to the status of a korban. Nimtza shalidei a korban shel behemoth mesakein ma shepogam b'shefa v'chiyu shel behemoth. So therefore, we see by bringing a korban from a behemoth, you're correcting, you're fixing that which you were poigim by taking away from and lowering the shefa and life of the behemoth. Alkein hakorbanos mechaprim al kol hachatoim, and this is why the korbanos have the ability to forgive for all sins. Shehein bechinas pegam chet odom arishayim. All of our sins are similar to the pegam of odom arishayim. Shenofa leshefa shel behema, who fell to the level of shefa of behema, v'notal chiyusam, and took away, as a result of that, he took away their source of life. Now, Rav Nosson Saleh, it's a very important point. Usually, in Likutei Halachos, when Rav Nosson Saleh is quoting Likutei Moran, he'll parallel, step by step, every step in the Likutei Halachos is going to connect to a step in the Likutei Moran. And he'll show you how, in explaining the different halachos in Shulchan Aruch, about the holidays, about all kinds of things, how it parallels the whole list of concepts that Rabbeinu Zal gives in Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal gives 9 different tikkunim over there. Rav Nosson Saleh will show you how those 9 things apply to what he's speaking about. But here he changed something. And Rav Nosson Saleh wants to explain and show, don't worry, it's not like he forgot the Likutei Moran. Kiaf al pi sherabeinu zal kosav, ikarinyin ze al mitzvah sukkah. Because even though if you look in Likutei Moran over there, Rabbeinu Zal does not speak about any other mitzvahs. He just speaks about sukkah being the tikkun for this problem of the shefa odom being turned into shefa behema. Where Rabbeinu Zal said that as a result of a person falling to the level of a behema, he gets shefa behema and he causes the behemas to die early, and the tikkun for it is sukkah. Hainu she'ikar ha'pegam toli b'mitzvah sukkah k'mevorsham. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there, therefore, if a person is not mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah properly, he'll cause this problem. He'll cause animals to die early, chas v'shalom, ulemiknehu osa sukkahs. The sukkah is a tikkun for the cattle. So if a person is not mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, then the cattle are going to suffer. So there Rabbeinu Zal limits it to the mitzvah of sukkah only. But whereas Rav Nosson Zal speaks about all mitzvahs, avol bevadai gam al yidei kol chet v'ovoin gormen zeh. Even though Rabbeinu Zal speaks about being poigim in sukkah, still, we can definitely say that with every or any aveira a person does, he causes this problem. He causes this drop from Odom to Behema, and he causes he starts taking away from the shef of the Behemos. Ki bekol chet poigim b'mitzvah sukkah. Because any sin that a Jew commits, any sin at all, he's being poigim in the sukkah. Why? Shemishom yoytzeis ha-Torah. Because Rabbeinu Zal showed over there in the Likutei Moran that from the mitzvah of sukkah comes forth the Torah. Because from the sukkah we go into Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, which is the celebration of the Torah. Dahainu shepoigim bahadas. Because any avera that a person does is a pigam in das. Because the Gemara says, ki ein odom oiver aveira, elim kein nichnas boi ruach shtus. That any time a person does an aveira, it means ruach shtus, which means pegam in das. And das is what makes us called odom. V'al yidei ze, noifel ashef shal behema chashon. When a person loses his das, he drops to the level of behema, kifi ha-pegam, relative to the kind of pegam that he did. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, even though over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal is only speaking about sukkah, Rav Nosson Zal shows us how it can definitely apply to the entire Torah. Because Rabbeinu Zal said over there that from sukkah comes the Torah. V'oid yesh bo zeh ledaber. Rav Nosson Zal says, I still have more to say about this. ויסבור במקום אחר אם ירצה השם. If Hashem will help me, I'll explain it more, I'll elaborate on this more in another place. Paragraph Tes. V'alkein besukois marbin bekorbonois yoiser mi bechol ha-shana kula. Now you'll understand also why on Sukkos we bring more korbonois than any other time in the whole year. If you look in the Chumash, the first day of Sukkos we bring 13 Purim, and so many Kvosim, and so many Elim. The second day, 12, 11, 10, 9, a total of 70 Purim. Oxnuts on 70 Purim alone, besides the Elim, besides the Kvosim, besides the Seirim. Kios tzrichin lahaloi sulasakein ha-shefa shel behema, velachsur lahamshich ha-shefa shel olam kanal. Because as we explained, Sukkos is Chag HaOsif. That's when all of our crops are going through a change. They're going from the field into the house. They're going from Shefa Shel Behema to Shefa Shel Adam. That's why we need the most korban. And we said that one of the ways that you accomplish that is by bringing a korban. By bringing a korban changes from Behema to Adam. V'alkein makrivim besukkos shivim porim keneged shivim umos, and this is why for the 7 days of Sukkos we bring a total of 70 porim, and the Gemara says corresponding to the 70 nations. Ki ho'akum nikroim behemos v'Yisroel nikroim odom, because the idol worshippers, the goyim, they are called behemos, and Klal Yisroel is called odom. As the Gemara says on the pasuk, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban Lashem. If a person will bring from among you a korban Hashem, the Gemara says, Atem kruim Adam. You, Bnei Israel, are called Adam, not the other nations. When Avram Avinu was speaking to Yishmael, what did he say to him? He said, Shvulochem poi imachamoyer. You stay here with the donkey. And the Gemara says, imachamoyer. Am ha-chamoyer, am ha-doyim al-chamoyer. He was saying, you're like the donkeys. Yishmaelim are like the donkeys. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, atem kriyim odom, ve'ikr ha-shefa yoyredes rak b'shvil Yisroel, shnei kriyim odom. And the real reason why Hashem sends Shefa down to the world is specifically for the sake of Bnei Yisroel, who are called Odom. Ki hakoil nivra v'nishpa u'miskayim b'shvil ha'odom, shehu Yisrael. Because everything was created and is being maintained by Hashem for the sake of Odom, which is Bnei Yisrael. As it says, Bereshis bara l'kinas Hashem v'soretz. Hashem created heaven and earth for Reshis. Who is Reshis? Yisrael. There's a pasuk, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tivu Asoi. We're referred to as the first produce of Hashem. U'kesheho Odom Shu Isha Yisraeli Noifel Mebechina Shefa Shel Odom Shefa Shel Behema. And when a person, meaning a Jew, falls from the status of drawing Shefa Shel Odom, and he falls to Shefa Shel Behema, V'yoinek HaShefa Shel HaBehema, and now this person is drawing animal Shefa, U'mechaser Mehem HaShpo, some canal, and he's taking away from the animals, Azai Hu Yoinek MiShefa Shel Akum. Then he's receiving the Shefa of a Goy, Shehem Kriyim Behema, they're called Behemois. V'ze Bechinas, and this is what the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, chapter 4, V'chocho yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es lachmom tomei bagoyim. This is how b'nei Yisrael will eat their tomei bread, bagoyim, among the nations. Ki kishehem bagolus bein hoakum, because when the Jews are in exile among the goyim, azai heim oichlem es lachmom tomei, then we're eating our bread in a state of tumo. We know chutzlaritz is considered, is assumed to be tomei. Hainu hashpa'osom, meaning we're receiving from their hashpa'. We're being affected by their culture, by their everything, and by their shefa. Shehu b'chinas lechem tomei, shehu ha-shefa shel behemois. Shemishom kol ha-taivois ha-behemois kanal. That's the shefa behema. That's where all the desires, the animalistic desires come from. Umize Iker Arichas HaGolos. And this is actually what's responsible for the fact that we're going through such a long Golos, that the exile is stretching for such a long time. Kikishe Yisrael Neufle Mishefa Shel Odom Ve'yonke Mishefa Shel Behemachas V'Shalom Shehu HaShefa Shel Akum. Because when the Jewish people fall and they're no longer worthy of receiving Shefa Shel Odom, and Hashem is giving us Shefa Shel Behema, which is Shefa the Goyim, Azai Ein Leho Akum Bechinas Behemois Shefa V'Chius, then the Goyim who are Bechinas Behema, then they don't have Shefa and Chius. At Sheyucha Ligroim Lehem Misa B'Loiz Manam, to the point where this can cause them to die before their right time, the Goyim, just like we said by the Behemos. What happens then? Azai lefa'omim mizgabrim ha-Behemos b'chinas akum ve'yonkim yishefa shel odom b'chinas Yisrael. What do they do when the Goyim feel that we're robbing their Shefa? Then they say, then we'll take your Shefa. We'll take the Shefa of Odom, which was supposed to go to Bnei Yisrael, but there's no Jews to get it because the Jews aren't worthy of it. They lost that privilege, so the Goyim say, we'll grab it. Kamei Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, V'hoyo im Zera Yisrael ubo Midian v'amolek. And that if there'll be Zera Yisrael, but produce of Yisrael, these other nations will come and they'll grab it. Umize bo hisgabrus chayois ubehemois lahazik chasvishon. And this is also what causes situations where a wild, where an animal will be mazik a person chasvishon. Kome shekosov, as the pasuk says, v'shem behemois hashalach bom. Hashem says, I'll punish you that the animals will bite you. Kikisho odom mekabel ikra shefa dainu shefa shalodom. Because when a person, when a Jew is doing the right thing, and he's zoche to be receiving shefa shel odom, v'hu mamshich ha-shefa la-behemois, and he's the one who's giving the behemois what they're supposed to get. The Zohar HaKadosh compares it to a person sitting at a table, and the person is eating a meal, they're eating chicken, turkey, whatever it is, so the people eat the meat, and then the bones that are left over, they throw it under the table for the animals, for the dogs, for the other animals to eat. That's when things are okay. When Klal Yisrael, when we lose our status as Odom, when we act like behemois, then Chas V'Shalom, the Goyim are the ones who get the meat, and we get the tamtzis. We're the ones who are given the bones, Chas V'Shalom. This is also the concept of where the Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael Shoyse Tchila, that all Shefa that comes to the world comes first to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is supposed to get the choicest, the best first crack at the Shefa. And then whatever Eretz Yisrael doesn't need goes out to the rest of the world. That's what the rest of the world get. They get the second class, the third class stuff. That's if everything's okay. But if the cup has a hole in it, if Eretz Yisrael has a hole in it, when you pour something into a cup that has a hole in it, what happens? All the Shefa drips out. It goes out into the saucer or on the floor. All the Shefa goes out into Chutz Loretz. And then you have a situation where people from Eretz Yisrael are going to Chutz Loretz to get money, to try to get money. The person said, that's upside down, that's absurd. The Torah says about Eretz Yisrael, Lo Yisech Sar Koil Bo, that everything is in Eretz Yisrael. How could you possibly go to Chutz Loretz? How could you be importing stuff from Chutz Loretz to support? The answer is, when we make a hole in our cup, this is exactly how the Zohar HaKadosh explains it. Then all the Shefa runs out, and then there comes a situation where we have to go to Chutz Loretz to retrieve the Shefa of Eretz Yisrael, to get back the Shefa that we were supposed to have, that was supposed to remain by us. Back inside, because when the Jews are getting the main Shefa, which means the Shefa Shel Odom, the who mamshich ha-shefa la behemois, and he's the one who's giving the behemois what they're supposed to get, shehim b'chinas ha-akum, which means also lahavdil the other nations, azai hu moishel bohem, then the Jews are the boss. They're in charge. They're receiving direct from Hashem, and they're deciding what stays by them and what they give away to the second to the other nations. Ulehepech, kishenoyfei lahashposam shalabehemus chas v'shon. But when the Jews chas v'shon fall to the level of behema, where we're not worthy of getting shefa shalod, and we're getting shefa shal behema, azai heim moishlim boy chas v'shon. Then the other nations, then the behemos, and the other nations are ruling over us. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, as Hashem said to Adam Arishon, uredu bidegas hayom ubechol chayes oretz. You will rule over all the behemos and all the chayes if you do the right thing, if you're an Adam. Upirish Rashi says over there on that pasuk, zocho roide bohem. If a human being is zoiche, then he rules over the behemos and chayes. They are afraid of him. Loi zocho, if he's not zoiche, nase yorud lifnehem. Then he becomes lowered before them. He becomes lowered where they're on top of him, chas v'shalom. Hainu kanal, as we said before. Ube'emes, the truth is, kishah behemos, bechinas akum, mizgabrim, vo'ichlam ha'shefa shel odom, shem Yisrael, when the behemos, which also includes lahavdol, these other nations, when they are grabbing the shefa that was meant for us, when they're eating human food, they're eating the shefa shel odom, humasik lohem harbe. It harms them tremendously. Try to give an animal, try to start feeding an animal bread and Cheerios and, you know, human food. And that itself brings about their destruction and their death. Because human food harms animals, as we see in actual life, Rav Nosson Zal says. V'chein Michael v'shefa shel Yisrael mazik lohakum, and so too that food, that shefa, which was reserved for Bnei Israel, when the goyim steal that, when they try to take that, that harms them. Bebechinas, as it says in Koheles, Eis asher sholat ha'odom ba'odom l'raloi, that there's certain times when a person rules over another person to his own disadvantage. The one who's on top, he thinks he's on top, but he doesn't know he's not on top. He doesn't know that by being on top, that's going to be his destruction. The goy cannot be on top of the yid for any length of time. We mentioned the horse and the rider. Try to picture the horse sitting on top of the rider. How long can that work? It can't work. Rak lefi sho yesh lohem amshola al Yisrael, it's only temporarily, for a limited time, it's possible for the goyim to be on top of, to be ruling and dictating the policy to the Jewish people by the fact that they took the shefa, they took the shefa shalodim, the shefa of the yidden. Machmashe Yisrael pogmu, because we messed up. V'naflu l'shefa shel behema, and we fell down, we disqualified ourselves from, and we fell to the level of shefa behema. V'zeu b'chinas, this is what Yitzchok Avinu said to Esav, v'hoyo kasher torid, that really, Yaakov Avinu, the Jews are going to rule over you. All the brachas go to them. V'itim l'chalikim mital ha'shomayim l'mishmane oretz. Yitzchok Avinu gave all the brachas to Yaakov Avinu. But he added one line. The one line is, V'hoyo kasher torid, that if the Jews go down, if they have a yerida, if they walk away from shefa shel odom, uforakto uloy me'al tzavarecha, then you can remove the yoke from your neck. An animal, you put a yoke on, a behemoth, a cow, an ox, Esav, the other nations are compared to animals in this case. But if Klal Yisrael chas v'shon falls, then the goyim are allowed to remove the yoke. Shezer haposuk v'hoyo kasher torid, ein loy shum pirush. That posuk doesn't have any real taich, any real translate. What does that mean, torid? V'gam Rashi zal nidchak harbe bepirush ayin shom. Rashi Kodesh over there struggles to explain what does that mean, torid. Ach ato misparish kipshtoy. But based on the chapter on Likut Yomran, that this halacha is based on our whole, what we're discussing here, it fits perfectly, even according to Pshat. V'hoyo kasher, Torah go down from what? What pole, what ladder are we talking about here? V'hoyo kasher Torah, hainu kasher Torah mishefa shelcha. When the Jews will go down to, and take from your shefa, from the shefa shel behema, the hainu kishisrael yiplu l'shefa shel behema, ishu shefa shel esav kanal, v'oz ha-behema b'chinas esav, yoyredas mi-shefa shelo. And then the animal drops down from its shefa. Ki ein lo shefa, machma sheho'odom b'chinas yisrael lokash b'osa. Because the animal doesn't have the portion that was reserved for it, because the odom took it, b'nei Yisrael took it. Azayu forakto uloy me'al tzavarecho. Hainu shetifroik oil ha'odom, shu Yisrael mi'olecho, shehu moishel b'chotomid. You'll be able to remove the yoke that the Yidden have on you, that normally the default is that the Jews rule over all the other nations. You'll be able to take that off. Ki tizgaber olov, because you'll be able to overpower them, v'tikach ha'shefa sheloi, and you, the Goyim, will be able to take the shefa that was designated for the Jews. Because of the fact that the Odom, which is the Jewish people, they changed the rules here. They made a change here. Instead of going for the human food, instead of going into the aisle in the supermarket where they're selling the human food, they went into the other aisle. They went into the wrong aisle in the supermarket and they're buying dog food and cat food. And by the Odom's robbing, taking away the Shefa Shel Behema, now the Behemoths don't have their Shefa. Now the animal has to drop down to the next level down based on how creation is set up. Shabahema nemucha me'odam. Normally, behema is a lower level than Odom. Vehi tachas memsheles Odom. And therefore, the behema normally is supposed to be ruled by the Odom. Umeachar sheho Odom yorad lashboso. Now that the Odom dropped down to the shef of behema, tzrichohi leirad yoiser. So now the animal has to go down. Vezeo bechinas vohoyo kasher torid. This is why the word torid means that when Klal Yisrael will push you down. Vahoyo kasher torid means that when the Jews will push Esav. What do you mean push Esav? That's why Rashi's struggling. How do we push Esav down? The answer is by taking his chair. When the Jew takes the Goy's chair, where's the Goy supposed to go now? The Jew dropped down from the third floor, he dropped down to the second floor, and he's sitting in the Goy's seat. Now the Goy has to go down. He doesn't have his seat. Voyo kasher torid, torid mamish, sheyigroim lecho ba'avoynoisov, sheteireid me'ashbascho, that the Jew will cause through his averois, that the goy will be go down from his shefa. The goy will no longer be able to get the shefa that was reserved for him. Oz uforakto uloy me'al tzavarecho. Then you can remove the yoke that you have, the mimshola, the malchus that the Jews have over you. The pasuk says, Yisrael mamshaloisav. Vatem tiuli mamleches. The Jews are supposed to be malchus. The uredu b'dgasayom, to rule over everything. Shetishana gamato aseder. Then you can also change the order. V'tikach ato hashbosoi. Then you, the goyim, can take the shefa of the Jews, the Sim Shalolov, and you can rule over them. Avol! There's a but. Hurak lefisho. It's a temporary thing. It's not permanent. Be'es his gabrus hagolus. When the exile becomes very severe, very harsh. She'oz heim loikhim ikra shefa. During that period, the goyim are getting the main shefa. The Yisrael nizoinin mitamtsis. And the Jewish people are getting the leftovers. As the Zohar Kodesh says, the goy, we're supposed to be sitting on the chairs at a table, and they're supposed to be under the table. They're the behemos. And when we misbehave, Hashem says, now you can't sit at the table anymore. Now you go under the table. And they come out, they're sitting in your chair. Chas v'shalom. But that can definitely not last. That cannot be permanent. You cannot change the order of creation permanently. Ki Yisroel, that the many Sforim write about this, the whole concept of a miracle. A miracle means changing the order of creation, that the water is supposed to flow a certain way, and there was a ness of Kriyas Yamsuf where they changed the Seder of Bria. That can be done for a limited period of time. When a tzaddik wants to change the teva completely, that's something usually that cannot be done. Just like the case where the Gemara says that they tried to get rid of the taiva of Niuf, the taiva of Pigam HaBris, and they saw that the chickens weren't mating anymore, and they saw that they had to step back. They had to let go because Hashem does not want anyone to change the Seder HaBria permanently. Unless when Moshiach comes, then there's going to be a complete change. But for now, tzaddikim do have the power to override the Seder HaBria temporarily. We know the famous story with the Baal Shem Tov when he was traveling to Eretz Yisrael. And a couple came to him who hadn't had children for a very long time. And the Baal Shem Tov was feeling strong and high and powerful. It was Leila Seder, was Pesach night, the night of miracles, Leil Shimurim Hu. And the Baal Shem Tov said, "You got it." And there was an uproar in Shemayim because Al Pi Teva, it was impossible for this couple to have children. There were certain physical factors that made it completely impossible. But when the Baal Shem Tov said those words, "You got it," it meant Teva went out the window, period, no Teva. And that caused an alarm in Shemayim. Who did this? Who did this? Who changed the Seder HaBriya in such a way? And he was told that he had to be punished for this, that he lost his Olam Haba. And when the Baal Shem Tov showed such loyalty to Hashem, that he said, "So I'll serve Hashem now without Olam Haba, even better." That caused such an upheaval in Shemayim that they said, now he gets his Olam Haba back. We see that these things can change. These things can go back. The tzaddikim have the power. This mate elikim biyodi, this stick of Hashem, this magic wand, this stick of the king that they can wield sometimes. Ki Yisroel yachzeru lememshaltam, because the Jewish nation will definitely return to their proper position, to their memshola, to their kingdom. V'yikhu hashbosam, and we will take back our shefa, shehu hashefa shel Adam. V'abehemois v'ho akum sheyon kim yashefa shel Adam, whereas the behemois and the other nations who now are taking our shefa, they're being nourished from the shefa shel Adam, yazik lohem harbe. That's going to end up destroying them. That's going to cause tremendous damage to them. Ki shefa shel Adam masik lebeim kanal. Because as we said before, human food is not suitable for animals. It harms them. Vegam ato be'es hagolus. And even now, while we're still in exile, kol echod mi Yisroel, kifima shezoiche lekaim b'shleimus mitzvah sukkah, each and every single Jew, to the degree that he's zoicha to fulfill the mitzvah sukkah properly, kein hu zoicha gam beis hagolus l'shefa shel Adam. He's zoicha even now to be zoicha to draw the shefa shel Adam. Ki sukkah megino u'mesacheches olav, because the sukkah is a protection. It protects and it covers him up, blocking him from being attacked by the klipas, the forces of the Sidra Achra. V'nimshach loy mishom shefa shel Adam, and he draws from the sukkah human shefa. Shenimshach mimekoyim bina, which comes from the place of bina, where a human nurses from. Shehi b'china sukkah, which is sukkah. Sukkah is bina, it's brought. V'alkein makrivin b'sukkos shivim porim, and that's why on Sukkos we bring the 70 oxen keneged shivim umois, corresponding to all 70 nations. Ki ato al yidei mitzvah sukkah anu machzirim lahashivim umois sheim b'chinas behemois es hashbosam, because on this holiday, by fulfilling the mitzvah sukkah properly, we're returning to those other nations their shefa, the shefa shel behema. Ki ato anu choizrim l'shefa shel Adam, ayde mitzvah sukana. Because now we are returning to the shef of Adam. We're drawing from the mother, from the ima, an aim of kedusha, not from behemos. Through the mitzvah sukkah, v'azai choizr asher shel behemos l'behemos. And then the animal shefa goes back to the animals. V'azai miskaimim habehemos shminas akum. And then the animals can live. They can exist. They can live the life that they need to live. Ki nachzor lehem hashposam, because we've returned to them their shefa. V'ze b'chinas mashom rabbi seinu zal, shemismatin v'holchin kepore achad. And this is why the Gemara says that the way we bring these korbanos is, the first day we bring 13, the second day 12, then 11, 10, 9, in descending order, in order to bring down the goyim. The goyim are starting from a certain status, and by us bringing the korbanos in descending order, by this we keep lowering these other nations, these 70 nations, one notch at a time. Hainu, shegdulosom umemshaltom mismayet al yidei zeh. Their kingdom and their authority is lowered, is lessened and weakened by us bringing these korbanos. Because how did they get power? How did they get their memshala? Because we lost our memshala. The memshala is by us. Yisrael mamshalosav. It says very clearly. When we forfeit it, when we give up the right to be melech, when we don't act like a melech, we don't act like them, then the malchus falls into their hands. By the fact that we fell to Sheva Shabema. Shaidezeh, Hizgabruheim, Vishinu Yaseder. This allowed them to become powerful and to change the order, to do a switch. Barter, you take our Shefa, we take your Shefa. Vyonkumi Shefa Shalodom. Avalachshov, Choizrin Yisroel, Ashbosom, the Shefa Shalodom. But now on the holiday of Sukkot, we go back to the Shefa of Odom. Remember, we're gathering in the grains from the field into the house. We're not wild men. We're not wild men of the fields. We're humans who live in houses. Like it says by Yaakov Avinu, Vayiven loy bayis ulemikneyu osa sukkos. The sukkah was a ticken for the mikneyu to get their shefa back. Veheim choizren lashbosam shel behemois. And they, these other nations, go back to the shefa of behemois. Va'oz ha'odom b'chinas Yisrael moishel al behemois shem b'chinas akum. And then the Jewish people rule over the behemos, which are these other nations. Aval afal pikein hulohem letoiva. However, this is a benefit to these other nations. Kaidezeh miskaimen, because this allows them to exist. Kikishayon kumishefa shelodom, because when they were eating human food, when these animals were eating human food, even though it looked like they were in charge, they were on top. This was really something harmful to them. Because human shefa harms a behemoth. But now in the holiday of Sukkot, when the behemoths go back to their rightful place, azai yesh lohem kiyum kanal. Now they can exist. Now they can have their normal, healthy existence. V'alkei nikreis ha-go'ulo ho-achroino al shem sukas dovid. And that's why when we talk about Mashiach coming, it's referred to as establishing the sukkah of Dovid ha-melech, Malchus, Malchus tikdusha. K'may shekosu, as the Pasuk says, Bayoim ha-hu, Okim esukas David hanoifoles. That in the future, Hashem says, I'm going to establish the sukkah of David HaMelech, which today is in a fallen state. Ki ikra hageula levatel memshele soakum, because the whole concept of geula is about eliminating the authority, the kingdom, the rulership of the other nations. V'sheyachzeru Yisroel lememshaltum, and that the Jews should return to their rightful place, to their kingdom. And how is that accomplished? Ha'idei mi'b'chinas sukkah. That is accomplished through sukkah. Sha'idei zeh zoichin l'shefa v'chiyu shel Adam. That's how we're zoiche to get back our shefa, human shefa, shehu b'chinas Yisrael, which is the concept of Yisrael. we know that it's brought that the word Yisroel is Li Roish. Yaakov Avinu had two names, Yaakov, Ekev, which is the heel of the foot. When the Yidden are in a fallen state, when we're in Golos, we're called Yaakov, Ekev, the feet, the bottom of the feet. The Malchus is all the way on bottom. The Tikkun is Yisroel. Ki Sorisa Imelkim Vatuchal, that you were zeichah to do battle with an angel and defeat him, to defeat the Yetzer Hara. Paragraph Yud. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes us back into our topic, back into Choshen Mishpat, back into the topic of Kinyonim, that an acquisition is not considered complete until an actual Kinyon. Words alone aren't enough to say, I'm selling this to you. You have to actually make a Kinyon. Ki kol hamekach umemkar v'chol amasu matni hakol hu b'shvil levarer hanitzoitzois shenofnu mi'chet odom rishin ki yodua. Because all business and all transaction and all buying and selling is all about repairing the holy sparks that fell into Gashmius as a result of the sin of Odom Rishon, ki yodua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus. That when Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, there were billions of these holy sparks that fell. And they fell into all kinds of physical, materialistic things. And now those holy sparks need to be found and elevated. Because through the sin of Adam Rishon, where Hashem decreed, you're going to eat grass, with struggle, you're going to earn your livelihood. That's what made it that most people require tremendous struggle and effort in order to acquire the shefa, the sustenance, and the parnosa. Ve'ikar ha'yegiyo hu koidem shemevarin ha'shefa v'aparnoso mebechina shefa shel behemo l'shefa shel odom. The main struggle and effort is before we have succeeded in changing the changing from shef of a behema to shef of odom. Shezeo bechinas v'yochalto es esef hasodeh, you'll eat grass, that's shef shel behema, b'zeh asapech otoich alechem. But through struggle, through major effort, you'll get to a level where you can eat lechem, human food. Dahainu sh'ata tzorech yegia gedoyla b'zeh asapech o, קודם שתברר השפע מבחינת עשב הסודה, שהוא שפע של בהמה, לבחינת לחם, שהוא בחינת שפע של אדם. It's going to require major struggle before you're able to change the שפע from the level of בהמה, עשב הסודה, to the level of אדם לחם. וכמבור למעלה, אין שם, as we explained before. וזה בחינת כל המס ומתן. And this is the whole concept of all business and all work that goes on. Shem kulam birurim. This is all refinements that are taking place. Shemevarin hanitzoitzois mechet odom rishon, whereby we are refining these holy sparks that fell into the mud, they fell into dirt, they fell into klipois as a result of the sin of odom rishon. And we're elevating it from this status of shefa shel behema to the status of shefa shel odom. When a person goes out into the field and he harvests the wheat and he strips away all the junk, all the chaff and everything, which is the shefa shel behema, and until he brings out that kernel of wheat, and then he takes that and he crushes it up and he separates from that the coarse part and he sticks to the pure part, the good part, and from that he bakes bread with the fire and the water and everything. That's part of this whole tikkun. Ki achilik bein odom lebehemo ho ikar hu hadas. The main difference between human and animal is in das, level of intelligence. V'chol dover kishene b'mkoyim avu begolus hu bebechinas heder hadas. And whenever something is not in its right place, that's referred to as lack of das. When a person isn't at home, when a person isn't in his right place, they can't think as clearly. Kemuva b'divrei Admor Zal b'mokam achra, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in chapter 10, in the second half of Likutei Moran. Shemevi sham divrei Rabbeinu Zal, there Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Gemara, which says, Zil la'amoinu moyov, go to amoinu moyov, demiyas v'datayu. They have yishuv adas, they can think clearly. You know what? As the Pasuk says, Shenemar, shanon moyov minourov, that the nation of Moyov is at peace from their youth. They were never exiled. They never got pushed around from one place to the other place. Therefore, they can think clearly. Whereas those people who are the wandering Jew, Rachmon al-Islam, that makes it hard to have a yeshiva das. Rabbeinu Zal starts a chapter in the Qutran, Masha'olam rechoykim Hashem Yisbar, this that people are far from Hashem is because we don't have yeshiva das. And why don't we have yeshiva das? Because we're in Golos. There's a pasuk, Lochein golo ami mibli das. Golos is called mibli das. No doubt, when a person isn't in his place, when a person's wandering around, they don't have a place, a mokim kavua. That's why, again, that's why the Gemara says when it comes to tefillah, it's important that a person have a mokim kavua, because if you have a mokim kavua, you have yeshiva das. You can think clearly, you can concentrate on the tefillah, you can concentrate on Hashem. The Alkane, and therefore, kol hanitzotzeis hanefulim, all of these fallen sparks, koidim shemizbarim v'shovim amekoimon, before we repair them and we take away the mud, we scrape away the mud and the junk and everything, and we elevate them and bring them back to their right place, hein bebechinas hedar hadas, they are referred to as lacking in das. Machmashem begolos, because they're in exile. They're not in their right place. Ve'enom b'mekoyimam, they're not in their right place. Vazai heim bebechina shefa shel behema. Therefore, at that point in time, they're referred to as shefa shel behema, shehi heder adas. A behema, when a person says, you're a behema, it means you're behaving without seichel. You're doing things without brains. And this is the whole concept of business and transactions that people do. Where things are transferred from one person to the other person. One person buys a car and he has it for a certain length of time and then he sells it to another person and he gives it to his son and this one gives it to this one. It moves from place to place until the holy sparks return to their proper place. And it's through this process of things being transferred from one person to the next, going from one place to the other, through this, people get parnosa. People are making money along the way. Because every time that a particular item goes from one person's possession to the other person's possession, the holy sparks that are found in that object are experiencing a change, a refinement, a tikkun. They're being bumped up a level, being taken out of their exile. They're getting closer to their rightful place. And through this, we're constantly elevating these holy sparks and this shefa from the status of shefa of behema to the shefa of odom. We'll hold it over here. We'll continue from here, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow.